Hey, Anke Herman back again with another Daily Spark of Inspiration. And today I want to talk about enthusiasm. If you've known me for a while, you know that I've got plenty of it. In fact, I actually talk about it a lot in one way or another, and I've got it, you know, every time somebody asks me, how on earth did you end up in Spain with that sewing business? It'll come out. Because I'll always say that I've just started with lots of enthusiasm and a passion for sewing. And I never realized how powerful a driver that actually is. But just today, I was on a training day, and my mentor, Jamie Smart, talked about enthusiasm again as well. So it's really, he's really big at it, on it as well. And he said something that really hit home for me. He said, enthusiasm exists for a reason. It's almost as if the universe nudges you to go in a particular direction. And the problem with it is that I think we often brought up to disregard it, to not take it seriously, to not look at it as something worth following. It's, oh, you know, and because people often are really enthusiastic about creative and arty things, and then there will always be somebody saying, well, you know, you should get a proper job. And, you know, oh, this your own business thing. It's like, yeah, you know, like, get reliable work. And so there's always this, like, enthusiasm is a hobby, or it's a nice to have, or like it's a luxury that normal people can't allow themselves to follow. And I've always thought that isn't true. And what Jamie said about it kind of went into that same direction. When you follow something like your enthusiasm, when you actually do something you're enthusiastic about, and I often talk about it like you kind of feel pulled to do it. It's like, oh God, I'd love to try this out. It doesn't guarantee that it turns out well. It certainly doesn't guarantee that it turns out the way you think it would. But I cannot remember a single time that I've been enthusiastic about it and have followed it, that it's led me somewhere really dodgy. It often is perhaps a stepping stone for me to then see something else. And I can change my mind, and you can change your mind too. So really what I'd like to ask you today is, what do you feel enthusiastic about that you haven't done anything about? And what could be the first step you can take right now to go in that direction? See you tomorrow.